has been born. Thank you, Cathedral Choir. Thank you, Linda. Let's welcome our special guests. We have our special guest musicians, Ronald Rollins and Ralph Rogers, playing trumpet. And then we have a few guest vocalists here. We have Mariah Ash, Robert Brown, Janetta Hammock, and Clarence Harris. We thank God for them. And then we want George and Hazel Rayford to please stand. Is George here? There he is. We want you to know this coming Tuesday, December the 24th, George and Hazel will be celebrating their 62nd wedding anniversary. That's a major blessing right there. Amen. That's a major blessing. And we thank God. I'm tickled whenever we celebrate anniversaries. I was talking to a couple several years ago who'd been married not as long as George and Hazel. And I asked them, what was the secret to longevity in marriage? And the husband just looked at me and he said, "Don't leave." Amen, amen, amen. If you have your Bibles, we invite you to turn with us to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. You remember we were here last Sunday, and this verse was packed with so many principles and points from God that we wanted to revisit this verse. We'll be reading from the King James Version, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Hear these words from the Word of God. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the applying of this his holy and most righteous word. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, if you will, we ask that you might let the very words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our strength and you are our Redeemer. Let all the people of the Lord say amen. You may be seated in the presence of our God. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor." For a few moments today, we want to hang these words on the hinges of your mind, some reasons to rejoice about a great counselor. Some reasons to rejoice about a great counselor. Church, let me ask you a question. Do you know anybody who needs counseling? Now, they may not be in counseling right now, but they need counseling. They may not even go if counseling was provided, but they need counseling. They probably wouldn't do what the counselor recommended, but they need counseling. Do you know anybody who needs counseling? Well, I'm just wondering, and so let me ask you a different question. Do you know any Christians who need counseling? I mean, do you know any Christians who are saved but not sane? Do you know any Christians who are sanctified but not secure? Do you know any Christians who are disciples but are not disciplined? Do you know any Christians who are Bible scholars but they are not Bible examples? Do you know any Christians who are worshipers, but at the same time, they are worriers? Church, I'm just wondering, do you know any Christians who need counseling? Now, the reason I'm asking this is because there are some people in the church who believe that it sounds contradictory for a Christian to need counseling, because they think that being a Christian means that you're supposed to act like you got it together all the time. They think that being a Christian means that you're supposed to act like your family is perfect. They think that being a Christian means that you're supposed to act like you're never stressed, you're always calm, cool, and collected. They think that being a Christian means that you'll never experience doubt, you'll never experience stress, you'll never experience worry, you'll never have any problems. And so for some of us, if you're a Christian, it seems strange that a child of God would ever need counseling. But I stopped by to tell somebody today. I stopped by to tell somebody that just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you stopped being human. Just because you're a child of God doesn't mean that you stop being human, because even when you're a Christian, you're still gonna hurt, you're still gonna cry, you're still gonna get sick, and you're still gonna make mistakes. And so while you may be holy, that doesn't stop you from being human. And so every now and then, even Christians might need counseling. Well, church, here's some good news. Here's some good news. Here's something that we can shout about today. Here's something that we can rejoice about as we make our way to Christmas morning. If you need counseling, I can tell you where to get it. If you need someone to talk to, I can tell you where you can go, because I know a counselor who can talk you down when you're too high up. I know a counselor who can talk you up when you're too far down. I know a counselor who can help you get through whatever you're going through. And our text for today gives us a hint about who he is. Because verse 6 says that unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful. That's one name, and then it gives a comma, and then it says his other name is Counselor. And the Counselor, church, that our text is referring to is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And church, I don't know how you feel about it today, but Jesus, he's a mighty good counselor. Jesus is such a great counselor because he's better than Freud. He's better than Jung. He's better than Dr. Phil. He's better than Dr. Oprah. He's better than Dr. Oz. In fact, I want to submit to you today that during this Christmas season, with all the stress and all the anxiety and all the depression that so many people are experiencing, we can rejoice today, because when Jesus Christ was born, God wanted to show the world that Jesus is the greatest counselor of all. And here's why Jesus is such a great counselor. Here's why God sent Jesus into the world. Jesus is such a great counselor because you can get in touch with him whenever you need him. You can get in touch with him whenever you need. In other words, you don't have to worry You don't have to worry about getting your call in during certain office hours. You don't have to worry about when you call him, your number getting blocked. You don't have to worry about when you call him, your message having to be put on voicemail, because you can get in touch with Jesus whenever you need him. In fact, church, here's the real shout. That Jesus has had the same number for the last 2,000 years. Here it is, 1-800-JESUS. Is there anybody here that's glad today that you can get in touch with the Lord? And here's one way you can get in touch with Jesus. If you need some counseling today, you can get in touch with Jesus through prayer. You can get in touch with the Lord through prayer, because whenever you need him, whenever you need to ask him something, whenever you need to hear from the Lord, you can get down on your knees and raise your hand and say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If thou withdraw thyself from me, whither shall I go? Has anybody ever gotten in touch with Jesus by having a little talk with him? And when you talked with him, you didn't have to have a long prayer. You didn't have to have a fancy prayer. All you had to do is get down on your knees with sincerity and have a heart-to-heart talk with the Lord. Because when you pray to the Lord, you always get in touch with him. And so if you need counseling today, the good news is that he's a mighty good counselor. And he's such a great counselor because whenever you need him, you can get in touch with him. But here's the last reason Jesus is such a great counselor. Not only that, because you can get in touch with him whenever you need him, here's the last reason he's such a great counselor. And that is that he always tells you the right thing to do. When you need counseling, you can rest assured that he will always tell you the right things to do. Now there are going to be times in your life when you're going to need counseling. And some stuff you're not going to want to tell anybody. Some stuff you're not going to want to tell your pastor. Some stuff you're not going to want to tell your spouse. Some stuff you're not going to want to tell your deacons. But in times like these, there is another option. During times like these, there is somewhere you can go, because you can take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And when you do, he'll hear you. When you do, he'll talk back to you. When you do, he'll direct you. When you do, he'll guide you. And when you do, if you listen to him, he will always tell you the right thing to do. See, church, when Jesus is your counselor, he knows what you ought to be doing. When Jesus is your counselor, he knows what you ought to be doing, because he knows what you were called to do. He knows what you were made to do. He knows what you were created to do. He knows what you are destined to do. And he knows the difference between what you're doing and what you ought to be doing. So when he counsels you, he not only knows what you're doing, but he knows what you ought to be doing. But here's the real shout. Not only does he know what you ought to be doing, but he knows what he's doing. He not only knows what you ought to be doing, but he knows what he's doing. And church, Jesus is the only counselor who specializes in everything. He's the only counselor who specializes in
everything. See, certain counselors, they specialize in one thing, or they specialize in a few things, or they specialize in certain things. But Jesus is the only counselor who specializes in everything. He specializes in mental issues, because the old folks used to say that he's a mind regulator. He specializes in emotional issues because he's a heart fixer. He specializes in legal issues because he's a lawyer that never lost a case. He specializes in medical issues because he's a doctor who never lost a patient. He specializes in financial issues because he can supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. But church, here's the real shout, because during this Christmas season, when you come to the house of the Lord for worship, you can experience an anonymous counseling session. When you come to the house of the Lord for worship, you can experience an anonymous counseling session. Because if you've got something going on in your life, the Holy Spirit can reveal it to the Lord, and he can reveal to the Lord whatever it is that you're dealing with without you ever uttering a word. And you can leave after service with a prescription to your problem, with a prescription to your situation, without anybody ever knowing that you just had a counseling session. And so here's all you got to do, church. If you hear something that you need, take it. When you come to the house of God, when you hear from the word of God, if you hear something that you need, God says, take it, because there's power. There's power. There's power in the word of God. And so if your priorities are messed up today, take God at his word when he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. If you're hurry and you're always impatient and you're always rushing the Lord to do this and to do that, take God at his word when he says, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. If you're frustrated and you can't get stuff done, take God at his word when he said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. If you can't find anybody to encourage you, take God at his word when he says, encourage yourself in the Lord. If you're fighting an enemy and your enemy seems to get the upper hand, take God at his word when he says, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. If you're feeling afraid today because you don't know what's around the corner, take God at his word when he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? If you feel like your heart is heavy because you just lost someone that's dear and close to you, take God at his word when he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy, joy, joy will come in the morning. If you're feeling a little impatient and you want everything yesterday, take God at his word when he says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and shall not faint. If you need some direction today, take God at his word when he said, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. If in all your ways you acknowledge him, he will direct your path. If you're looking for the Lord today, take God at his word when he says, Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is nigh. Is there anybody here who wants to take God at his word? Because the Christmas season lets us know that he can do what no other power can do. Won't it do it? Won't it do it? If you believe it, say yeah. If you know it, say yeah. If you're glad about it, then let's give God the glory, and let's give God the honor, and let's give God the praise, and say hallelujah, 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 because